Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up, it's a get up show.
Hey, it's the Simon Says podcast with us. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean.
I am Charlie.
I guess I'm Maddie.
It's hard to say because you look like so many dudes. You could be that other guy.
Just about any guy.
Yeah, you could be that guy I saw at Stumbles downtown the other day. And we were talking about there's so many Maddies.
How do you know it wasn't me?
I don't know it wasn't you. That's what I'm saying.
You could be the guy that was playing the piano at our kids' chorus concert.
Yes.
Again, you don't know it wasn't me.
I don't.
Crazy. My daughter and I were saying there's so many Maddies everywhere. You see them everywhere you go. And at that second, we drove by the one at Stumbles. I said, "Did you see that one?" There was a Maddie right there. She goes, "I know.
I'm like a Facebook ad. If you talk about me, I pop up."
Hey, see, you got that going for you. We are the Get Up Show. This is the podcast number 168, I've heard. Like it. Don't rate it, though, because we don't want to get our feelings hurt. And tell your friends about it. So Earth Day is coming. What are y'all going to do special about Earth Day?
When's Earth Day?
Saturday.
I got to do my lawn.
Oh,
I'm
there you go.
I'm going to lay down in the grass and hug it.
Oh, see, that's good.
You don't
do Earth Day?
No. I mean, aren't we doing something for Earth Day on Friday?
Oh, God. We're having...
Which I love that they're trying to trick us into it.
They are.
Yeah. As if they don't know that we don't know what's going on.
Hey, guys. We're having a free lunch out at a park. Yes. And it's the day before Earth Day. And it's part of our company initiative to clean up the Earth. And we were in a meeting the other day. And there's like, is everybody coming? I was like, I don't know. My crew thinks you're going to make them pick up trash. And everybody just sat there and didn't say anything.
They didn't answer. Yeah, they are not nearly as sneaky as they think they are.
Say that. Just say, hey, we're doing our Earth Day thing. We'll give you lunch. It's like, I don't mind showing. Actually, I'd prefer to do that. The time we did that thing when we went and picked up trash at the park and I found all the cool used diapers and whatnot.
Ooh, I found a golf ball.
I found a hospital sock.
In my office, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You did have a hospital sock. I did some good sitting in the trees back behind something while y'all were cleaning up that day.
Real quick, you just reminded me of something. You said a hospital sock.
Mm-hmm.
So I was driving on Wendover the other day, but over like by proximity and whatnot.
Mm.
And I see this person walking on Wendover. There's no shoulder. Like, so you're basically walking in the road.
Uh-huh.
But they had that blue hospital shirt that they give you.
The gown?
The paper shirt.
Yes. The paper?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I really want to know what's happening here. Like, it looked like an escapee. Or like they got discharged and just left.
I don't think they have escapees anymore. No, they can't keep you there.
Well, it could be.
Yeah, but then if you're leaving and you're wearing the hospital shirt, like, do you think?
I think those are just for exams, though. I don't think that, I don't think when you're actually admitted to the hospital that you're laying there in paper.
Well, I don't know. It's been a long time. But
did they have it on frontwards or backwards?
It was closed in the back, as far as I could tell.
Oh, yeah, that's the new thing. I can't believe you didn't know that. That's the new style. Yeah.
Actually, I believe that Dolce & Gabbana makes that.
It's all about paper shirts these days for the summer. It's all paper suits.
How do you wash it?
You don't.
Nope.
You have to buy them in bulk because every few minutes or so, you need a new shirt throughout your day.
If you get wet, it just tears and falls off of you.
Anything could happen. But yeah, Earth Day is coming. Of course, today is, tomorrow is 420. I don't know if that means anything to anybody.
It's my friend's anniversary.
Is it?
It's our kid's 16th birthday.
Now, did your friends have their wedding on that date on purpose?
No, it had nothing to do with the weed holiday. It had everything to do with just, I think, the available date. But we did give them a real, we let them know that we knew.
You went to the wedding super high?
I did not, actually. This, not this one. My daughter was in the wedding. So
she was super high.
God, I was like, honey, put the chips down. She's like, bah.
Are you guys on to these crazy ass Bloody Marys that they're making? I just saw the craziest one ever. It had a name, and I was looking it up right now to try and find it.
It's the got ones with all the stuff in it.
Crab legs, filet mignon, shrimp.
Is that at the Fat Pelican?
I don't know.
Well, there's a place down. Let me look where it's actually at. But there's a cafe called the Fat Pelican.
Uh-huh.
And their specialty is that they do these ridiculous.
The Sumo Mary in Chicago has a grilled cheese sandwich, braised pork belly, Chinese broccoli, pickled daikon, shishito peppers, and roasted potatoes with a crab sushi roll.
What? None of this makes sense.
Duck bao? I don't know what that is.
That's like a pork bun. Duck, but it's with duck.
Oh, with duck in it. Okay. Yeah. I like a duck bun on my Bloody Mary.
I thought you said duck bowl, and I definitely don't want that.
I love a bun in my Bloody Mary. They have them with a slice of pizza on there and wings.
I saw one with a whole chicken.
A whole chicken on one?
Yeah, it was a whole chicken.
Now, where is it? When does it become too much?
When you put a whole chicken in it.
So that one is
I mean, I think all of these are too much. Like, it's fine. What's wrong with just a celery stalk, maybe a cool pickle or something?
There's one in Nashville that has fried okra,
yes,
an avocado, scotch eggs, olives, and two Cornish game hens.
Wow.
That's a Bloody Mary.
They're real little.
That is a Bloody Mary. They do these ones, like they would do crab legs and steak and shrimps and the ones that they do at this place, and I'm still trying to figure out what the name of it
is. Here's another one in Nashville. It sounds like a road trip. You got the Big Fix. Sure. It's got a dill pickle, bacon, a skewer with fried chicken cutlet wedges and tater tots, and a snow crab claw draped dramatically over the side.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's the Blind Pelican.
Okay.
And that is located in Holly Springs.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do, like, they basically bring them out for you to share, but they will bring out just these huge ones. I mean, look, this has got steak and lobster tail and crab legs.
Where's the
oyster
drink?
Oyster shooters.
I don't see the drink.
It's the pitcher that they're all stuck into.
I can't see a pitcher.
And so, then you just pour that into the glasses. So you split it.
Does anyone ever, you've seen those, like, they used to do, like, those giant scorpion bowls, like at Chinese restaurants, where they'd have, like, the big, they bring out basically a fish tank with straws in it. Like, does anyone ever get one? No, that's, how many straws do you need? Just one.
I remember those, yeah. I've seen people drink those.
I don't want that.
In New Orleans, people will drink those all the time.
These can get up to, like, $300.
Yes, that's the thing. You got to be prepared. Here's one in Atlanta that has skewers strung with steak, tater tots, pepperoncini, bacon, hard-boiled eggs, beef straws, and buttered toast.
You know what? I had one of the best Bloody Marys without all that crap in it. At the Atlanta airport, I was waiting on a flight, got a Bloody Mary, and the piece of bacon, it had like two pieces of bacon in it. It was like the best bacon best Bloody Mary ever.
Did you ask him about the bacon so you could replicate it?
No.
Dang, you
got
to do that.
I just got more bacon.
I went to a Cuban restaurant in Durham. It's not there anymore. And I was waiting on my date to get there, and I ordered a cup of coffee, and I was drinking the coffee. I was like, oh my God, this is the best coffee I have ever had in my life. Where did you get this? What is this? I have to have it. And the girl goes, I'll go ask. I'll go in the back and ask. I was like, whatever this is, I'm going on Amazon. I'm ordering this tonight. I got to have this coffee. She comes back and says, it's Folgers.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll bet.
Because my wife will make, she loves Cuban coffee, and she'll actually make where she kicked the Cafe Bucelo or whatever.
Sure.
And you just sit there and you muddle it
with the sugar
forever.
Oh, you could just get some Folgers.
No. Nice.
I mean, this is good. You know what, though? There's a perfect mix of the amount of coffee to water that makes it taste the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I have yet to find it.
You know, I've found out how to do that. It's called a K-cup.
Nope.
Oh, yo, speaking of that, So going to Merle next weekend, and I don't have power at where we're camping, And I've forgotten I cannot make coffee from scratch anymore.
Sure you can.
No, I can't. This weekend, I have to practice with my coffee.
You know what? They make those coffee tea bags.
Weak.
You can use.
Really? See, I got we went to Walmart and I found this cheap French press thing that I was going to try. Because that's supposed to work pretty good.
Those are too oily, man. I don't go for a French press. You ever do instant coffee?
Yeah, but I don't.
What was that one? Postum?
Yeah. That ain't coffee. That's wheat. They don't even make that anymore.
What was that?
Sawdust and.
Yeah.
What was the one that everybody. Sanka. The Sanka?
Sanka. That was the decaf instant.
Oh,
but it doesn't make me jittery, but it helps me poo. But when I was in the hospital.
I don't want that for Merlefest.
When I was in the hospital, I fell in love with instant coffee.
Yeah.
And I drank it for a few years after that. What? Yeah.
I mean, just regular.
Whatever it was in the hospital.
Folgers crystals?
Yeah, it was some kind of crystals, man. 336-373-0987 is the number. We love to get your phone calls. Call up and be part of the podcast anytime. Hadn't done them in a while, so we got a bunch of calls to get to. Thank you, everyone, for calling. Let's see what's up.
Good afternoon, Sean. My name's John Morrison. You returned my call from the other day just a couple hours ago. I just want to say I appreciate you calling me back. I managed to find the song I was looking for. I found my way on your website, so I was able to find the song. But I appreciate you calling me back. I didn't realize you were the station manager and answer the phones also. I know you do the morning show as well. I figured a busy man like you probably didn't have time to do that call, but I appreciate you calling me back, and I did find that song. I appreciate it. I've enjoyed listening to 98.7 for years, and you just made 98.7 my favorite station now. Thank you again. You have a good day.
Bye. Great.
Nice.
What song was he looking for?
No idea.
I like that idea. I can't believe you would do all this. It's like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we're doing. We're a little bit full service here.
It's
actually
important.
That's one of our favorite things to do. It's a challenge.
I love it. I love it when somebody calls up and says, I don't know who sang it or the name of it. That's when it kicks in.
Yeah.
Give me one.
Well, you did it the other day to us, and you did the what is this?
Now that you're doing it, and I know what it was, I can't believe I missed it, but I just haven't heard that song in so long that it wasn't clicking. I was like, I know this, and I could not register it.
Play guitar.
It still didn't work for me. But I also don't know that song like you two.
Oh, bro, we used to rock out to that thing, man. We had, me and my boys had the Mellencamp hair and the jacket. We would go out there and do the short guy dance. Oh, sexy.
Would you please demonstrate?
No.
Hey, Simon, the answer you're looking for on the armadillos is they carry a leprosy.
Oh.
That's what I was calling to let you, Sean, Maddie, and Charlie know was the answer is leprosy.
Oh, wow.
God, is that worse than chlamydia?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, they had whole colonies for that.
You were worried about salmonella, and now this is going to eat your whole skin off.
Man, I would rather have salmonella in a heartbeat than...
Maybe even chlamydia.
if we throw them all out and you've got to pick one.
Yeah. Look, if
salmonella.
There's an armadillo, a chicken, and a koala.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll pick the other two and running away.
Trifecta.
Call chicken. I call chicken.
The deal is they're spotting armadillos more and more often in North Carolina, and it's between here and the mountains, basically, where they are. I had no idea they were in this part of the country. Is this like when some kind of bug gets in a banana boat and it travels over here?
Yeah, and armadillo ended up in a zip pack of oranges or something.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yeah, sure.
Now there's armadillos around here, and I would be freaked out, terrified, if I came across one, because... The other day.
Yeah, I don't know why you're so scared of them.
Because they're monsters. They're little giant roly-polies from the prehistoric age.
I think they would be so neat.
I kind of see it. I would want to pet its belly and play with it. But
then
now that I know
leprosy.
That my fingers fall
then
off.
Then you get your leprosy.
Oh, there goes my nose.
It reminds me of the one time that I saw a turtle crossing the road, like a pretty big tortoise. And I stopped because I was going to try and get him out of the road.
He took
and
off, didn't he?
Like, I thought it was going to be no big deal to pick him up, but when I went to grab him and he started running, then I freaked out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I feel like it'd be the same thing. I'd be like, here, little armadillo.
Well, let me tell you.
It's usually a scam. And what happens then is the other turtle gets in your car and takes off.
Yeah.
I wondered what happened in my car.
Yeah, it stole your wallet.
I'm going to tell y'all something about turtles. You need to be careful messing with a turtle. Of course, if you're saving it, if you're moving it out of the road, that's cool. But don't go out and find a turtle and fool around with it because, you know, one of their defense mechanisms is to pee on you. And when a turtle pees on you, that's all its water. And then they die.
Oh, well, that's sad.
So you don't.
I know humans whose defense mechanism is that as well, especially when they're drunk.
This will show you.
No, don't just flip me on my back.
But, you know, talking about being scared of an armadillo, the crows were making noise the other day. My damn enemies, the crows, were out there squawking and hollering. So I went out there to set them straight. And I realized, what are they squawking at? Giant possum in the backyard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was like, good job, guys. All right, you got this one.
See, they were letting you know.
You got this one.
See, now I think when mine are going off, it's because of the owls. So, like, I think it's like a never-ending loop now.
Yeah, crows go off on birds of prey. They gang up on hawks and owls. You're right about that.
Why?
Because the hawk and or owl will eat eggs and babies.
Oh.
A bird of prey loves that stuff. But then again, a crow will eat a baby rabbit. Right now, during baby rabbit season, they love that stuff. So... that's good enough for him. Let the hawk have it.
Oh God, that reminds me. There's an Instagram account called Nature Is Metal.
Oh yeah.
Have either of you looked at that?
No.
I've heard of it.
My wife shared something the other day. She's like, watch it to the end, and it's a polar bear and a cow in the water, and it looks like they're hugging and kissing.
Uh-oh.
And this even had like Exile playing over, like, I want to kiss you all over.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, it's so romantic.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so cute. And then like the fourth picture in, it's the polar bear holding the cow's just head in the air. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It ripped its head off?
I think they might have just thrown the head in there for it to play with.
But it looked like it was a cow.
But it looked like they were really... I'll show you guys later, but...
Oh, I can't wait.
No.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture of the albino brown bear that every time they find him, they tranquilize him and take him to Alaska, and he's like, dude, I don't live here.
He comes back. It's like, it's cold.
It's so cold.
You guys, it's cold up here.
Simon, I'm a third nipple, and I just wanted you to know.
Well, excellent work on that.
Pictures are don't count.
Hold on.
Hey, Simon, you guys are just talking about third nipples. I have a third nipple, too.
Well, where is it? You know, I guess I can't remember the exact number, but there's a good portion of the population, like 1 out of 18.
Yeah.
1 out of 18 has an extra nipple. And I bet you some don't even know it.
Well, a lot of people think it's a mole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is that if you... it's not necessarily full nipple sized or shaped.
It doesn't usually have the outer. It doesn't have the pepperoni part.
It's got the eraser, but not the pepperoni.
True that.
Nice work. Well, I wouldn't mind having like an extra finger or an extra toe or even having one fewer. You know,
I wouldn't mind the extra finger if it was a full finger.
But like
have
if you could
seen
use it?
When it's just a little flap of skin?
Yeah.
Like, I saw one where...
oh, that would be annoying. I'd want to pick it up.
It was like a skin tag, but it's actually a finger. But the person was drying their hands under a Dyson, and it was just...
oh, that's gross.
No!
I would want it at least be functional
Ew.
Enough to hold a violin bow.
I know. Yeah, sure. If I can't...
very specific.
If I can't pick or scratch with it, then it really is useless.
That's true.
Hey, Simon. I was listening to the radio, y'all talking about flex fuel and the gas prices. You might want to clarify and say that it is only flex fuel vehicles. I know one of the hosts was saying you can put it in your car if it's not a flex fuel. I would get on there and advise against that so people don't put that gas in their car and it mess it up. But that's just my opinion. I know people out there are stupid, so they're probably like, oh, they said I can put it in my car. Let me put it in my car. And then their car's fuel system's not going to be correct. But just throwing that out there. Thank y'all. Bye.
I believe he just called me stupid.
Well,
hey, Sam.
And we also said at the time, you can put that in your car, but then you don't have a car anymore.
Well, no, let me clarify. At Sheetz, where they have they have your regular 87, 89, 95 or whatever, but they also have this one that's called 88.
Mm-hmm. The blue one. The blue one can go in newer cars.
And
yes,
it can go in newer cars. It says right there on the pump.
Okay.
What year? And you don't have to have a flex fuel car to use that.
But I think
is that the stuff?
No, because
that's what they did last time.
No, see, that's not what this is. This is for the flex fuel. So I think that's where we got our signals crossed, because it is the yellow flex fuel only, which runs 55 to 80 something or whatever.
Well,
but you have to have a specifically flex fuel.
Last time they did this special, it was the 88, which you can put in any car.
My car has to run on premium, like your ritzy
lawnmower,
your ritzy power washer. Mr. Moneybags.
That's just recommended.
Yeah, right.
For engine care.
So if I didn't have this car, I am so cheap, I'd be buying that half of gas all day long, man.
I mean, I use 87. I don't have to use anything fancy, but like you, my boyfriend has a Mercedes, and so he has to use the fancy stuff.
Yeah, and it's creeping back up. Like we were talking about the other day, gas prices are going to be high right up through until middle of June, they say.
Yeah.
It's going to continue to climb. It always does it around Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And they act like it's not planned. Give me a break.
Exactly. It is so planned.
100% planned.
Oh, it's so weird. You guys getting ready to drive a bunch of places? That's weird.
Just a big coincidence.
But how much is the sheets half a gas?
It was $1.85 a gallon for the, but yes, it's for the flex fuel. So for the tens of people listening to us right now, make sure you use the right
one. Yeah, don't mess up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check your nozzle.
Hey, Simon, it's Dewey Rex in Lexington. I don't know what happened to me last night on y'all's station. Y'all had me worried to death. And this is no joke. I was listening to y'all, and this country station started coming through on your 98.7. I don't know what it was, called the Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought y'all had changed to country. I thought, oh, my Lord. I cut it back on this morning. Everything's fine.
Woo.
I don't know what in the world happened last night. I wasn't drinking or nothing. I'm serious. I don't know what happened. It was coming, and I tried to find that Wolf station. I went to 93.1 or something like that, 93 something, and that was playing, and it was playing on the 98.7 on my stereo. My Bluetooth on my stereo. It sure was. Y'all had me worried to death. I'm glad y'all didn't leave town. Thank you so much. Bye.
Oh, gosh, he was worried to death.
He said it more than once, man. Well, that really makes me feel good. That's love right there. He was worried that we were going somewhere.
Yeah, it really is.
That right there is the white hot terror of my life when something like that happens. Mm-hmm. It was a technical glitch, and it's since been fixed. But it caused our sister station, the country station, to run sometimes on one channel. So you would have the country station in the left and Simon in the right. And then at other times, it would be nothing but the country station, just intermittently.
Basically, in the easiest way to explain the terms is the streams got crossed, like in Ghostbusters, and everything just went, blah!
Or like that old trough at Ziggy's.
Yes. Ew. That's what I was thinking. I wouldn't go in there for money.
Someone put something up online about wanting to bring those back in bar bathrooms.
Ew.
That was the terror.
Those are the
of my
worst
life.
Thing.
I hated that.
The only thing worse than the trough is when you're in Europe and all the dudes are standing around peeing straight into a hole in the floor.
Didn't some of the pavilions used to have like a circle thing, or was that for washing your hands? And that was part of the
problem.
That
was just for washing your hands. But can I just say, let me say something though. Back in the day when the bars used to have those kind of troughs and the kind of, you know, not so nice bathrooms, I feel like we had a lot less diseases going around. A lot less of us were sick.
I don't know.
We were a lot healthier because our immune systems were strong.
Well, the best was that there was a lot of good fresh ice in the trough, so you could really get freshen up your drink.
Ew.
Not where I was. God. I didn't have any ice.
That's disgusting.
So
please
gross.
Stop.
But needless to say, that always is fun when we get the call or, you know, we find out like in the middle of the night. But the best is too when it happens in the middle of the day, and then we're told it can't happen.
Most of the morning.
That's my favorite. No, can't do that. It's like, it's doing it right now.
When it happened the first time, it was for exactly one song. And it was, what's his name? The guy, everybody, Morgan?
Jackson Brown?
Yeah,
Morgan Wallen. It was his song. So I was like, if it's going to happen, okay. And it was one song. I was like, okay. But then the next time, it was about 4 hours overnight.
You know, it's funny, in the early morning part when, you know, before we got here, when I had flipped it on, and heard that is that it was playing. I wasn't hearing the crossover. I was just hearing the wolf. Mm. And I heard Morgan Wallen. And I remember last week when I just asked you if you thought you might throw in a Morgan Wallen song here and there because he's so popular.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Sean put in Morgan Wallen. Mm. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. What's happening?
Yeah, the best was when you said it. How could this happen? It can't. And then when I was in the meeting after that, hey, did you figure out what happened? No.
And then it happened again and again and again. But allegedly, it's fixed.
Yeah.
These are the people called engineers.
But in their defense, they got to work on it this morning. They fixed it. And I've been assured it can never happen again. Mm. So I believe.
Hey, Simon. This is Jerry from Salisbury. I hadn't called in a couple of weeks. I thought I'd call in. And
Jerry.
And just let you know, I'm still listening to the podcast, listening to the morning show. Y'all are doing great. You were talking about workplace lingo that drives you nuts. I think one of the things that drive me the most nuts was when I was in a call center and we would have meetings and someone would say, and to piggyback off of them. And then the next person would say the same thing. It sent me absolutely crazy.
Piggyback or dovetail? People say dovetail. To dovetail off what he just said, yeah.
Well, dovetail would go a different direction, wouldn't it?
And you were also talking about vocal crutches, verbal crutches, I guess. Mine is so, or it's the one that drives me crazy anyhow. So, when I was in the call center, you know, we'd do trainings and the person doing the training would be asked a question and they'd be so, so I had like Sean's NPR right here live in person in my face. Anyhow, I wanted to tell you about something else. I can't think of it right now, but when I do, I'll give you all a call back.
Cool.
Keep up the great work. I'm still one of your tens of listeners on the show, on the podcast. Have a great week. Love y'all.
Oh, Jerry and Salisbury, we love you, man. Appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I can dig it. And I got into a conversation with another NPR person. And I was saying, what the hell were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Yeah.
And I said, that's one of the few things that I can listen to all the way through because I can't stand the vocal crutches. And he went off. He was like, well, you're just ignorant. I listen to NPR every day. I'm a NPR fanatic. And you are just wrong. And you're not very smart. And I was like, okay, I dare you to listen to any interview. After they ask the question, you're going to get a... Yeah, so every time. Ooh, I'm gonna have a heart attack.
Don't do it because of that.
Try not to.
So yeah.
Hey, Simon. On the trivia contest, why don't you change it back to calling it the trivia contest instead of Charlie's, contest?
Charlie's contest.
Like last year, remember Aaron Judge hit the home run, 62 in the season? The Yankees didn't call the team Aaron Judge. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir.
I don't know why that bothers me so much that he keeps saying Aaron Judge.
Because you're a baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like, that's a Yankee. I hate the Yankees, but it's like.
I think it's a thing if you're going to use some, you know, an example.
Know what
you better be able to back up your example with all the correct terminologies.
So,
it's not even the same thing.
If you don't listen all the time to the radio show online or on the radio, we have a thing every day. Used to just call it nothing. The trivia question is time for trivia. Then it was the socially distanced trivia challenge when we were all at our homes.
I'll be honest. When you're out, I still don't know what to call it until now. But
yeah,
it's trivia or something.
Yeah, it's just time for trivia.
Yeah.
And so we never really had a name for it. Always felt like we should have something better than.
Mm-hmm.
And now we do definitely have something better than trivia challenge.
Charlie challenge. It works. It rolls off the tongue. Yeah. I don't know what we could do with it otherwise. Trivia trials. That sucks.
Well, our consultants told us we should be using these alliterations.
That ain't got nothing to do with
things.
It.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does.
That ain't
why
got
you
no,
changed it.
No.
Charlie Talland.
See, it works, but they didn't have to tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
I knew we didn't have a name for the thing the whole time.
It's, hey, we're going to talk, give it a question, and then you got to guess some stuff, and maybe you'll get it, and maybe you won't.
Well, that is mumbo jumbo.
Brain Buster. Some people call it Brain Buster out there in the world. There's one that I look at sometimes called Pass the Coffee Trivia.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's
why,
snappy.
Why are you passing me coffee?
Isn't that snappy? So what else is going on is McDonald's has said they're about to change the recipe on their burgers.
No!
Are you ready for that?
I saw that. Is that going to be like when they're like, yeah, now we're cooking some of our burgers fresh?
No.
No, it's not that. This is, they're using a different kind of grill or something, and they're putting onions on the grill. They're going to have crispier edge on burgers. They're going to have meltier cheese. They're going to have softer buns. But I'm telling you now, if I try one and it's different, I'm going to flip all the way out.
Because you know what you're getting there. And even if you know it's basically junk, it's delicious junk that's
100%.
Supposed to taste exactly the same at every single McDonald's you ever go to in your whole life.
Yep.
And if they change it, it just might not be a good thing.
So they're basically doing smash burgers.
No.
I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, everything he just said is like a smash burger.
They're not,
crispier edges, onions.
They're not smashing the burgers.
But I'm saying it's like that.
No.
I'm not saying it.
Well, okay. You got to stop fighting.
Jesus.
But seriously, you know exactly when you have a taste for that, you know exactly what you're going to get. That first bite is always going to be the same, like you said, forever. So, damn, if they change that, I predict a new Coke situation.
I do, too. I think it could be, it'll be weird and it won't be. Where'd this come from? What's wrong with my burger? Why doesn't my quarter pounder taste like it always does?
Are you guys ever watching Storage Wars? Did you ever watch Storage Wars?
I've seen it like a few times.
Until they were like, yeah, it's all fake.
That hurts me, man, because I have friends who actually got into that business because of that show.
Yeah.
And did they actually like have some success with it?
I guess.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like every time they would open up one of those things, they would end up finding some historical... You know,
this is worth so much money.
We've got an original pair of Levi's jeans.
Yeah.
But there has been a lot of talk about, is it fake? How much of it is fake? And they said that the producers admitted that what you see that supposedly the auction happened in live isn't really the auction. They set all that up. When they do the asides, like when Daryl or when sweet, sweet Brandy Passante talks, they've scripted that. They know what they want them to say. And here's the worst part. When they find the stuff, like somebody will find a locker full of good stuff, they have put that stuff from several lockers into one locker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they were almost
so it's
like
kind of planted there.
Like a honeypot, you know.
But he's saying they started off, these were in these lockers. But we just put a bunch of stuff in this one so that it'll be better for the show instead of finding one here, one here, one here. You know?
I get the idea behind that. It's like it started out as a simple concept, but then they have to make it sexy for TV. But then it's like, and now what are we doing? Or it's like the yard sale shows or any of those things.
All of those now.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking about that on our Facebook page about things that used to be cool till everybody started doing it. And one of them they mentioned was yard sales. It used to be somebody's moving or they cleaned out their attic and it's some good dusty old crap. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some good toys and, you know, whatever, old records. And now it's Tide. You know?
Yeah, they went and bought bulk Tide and then they're reselling it.
Well, not only that, but I think that people are overcharging at their yard sales because they think that their dusty crap is actually good dusty crap because of these shows. So
that's true too.
All records, anytime you go to a flea market or any of that stuff, any vinyl is way overpriced.
Mm-hmm. But there again, when you go to sell your vinyl, if you've got a collection and you're like, all right, it's time to part with some of these, they will lowball you you cannot believe.
Oh, God, absolutely.
It makes me so uncomfortable.
Even if it's the best thing ever, I'll give you a dollar if it'll help you out. It's like my friend's
marketplace. Yeah.
My friend's kid was cleaning out an attic. He's moved into a new place. And he said, I found thousands of these little ones. What are these called? What are these little ones called? And I was like, huh? He goes, I found some real records, but I don't know what these are. They were 45s.
Yeah.
And he had no idea what a 45 was. I was like, geez, man, has it been that long? Really? You never had a 45 in your life?
Never even saw one to know what it was.
Isn't that sad?
We were talking about that no one, you know, not only do you not know what a 45 is, but, you know, I haven't experienced putting the thing in the middle to make it fit the record player.
Yeah.
That actually, you know, that kind of, there's a lot of them are like that spiral design where it's like arms almost and they go in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wanted that as a tattoo. And then I realized it's also a logo for Spin Magazine, and a guy I know had it as a tattoo.
Nuh-uh.
So it was something that had already been done.
You guys are all way too clever for each other.
I don't know if this is going to show even more age or how old the stuff that we had was, but we had the stereo that we didn't use those inserts. It had a cylinder that you put on the middle and they sat on that and then they would still drop like one at a time.
Was this a giant piece of furniture with a top that you lifted and it had the speakers with
the
cloth
on it? Were you in my house when I was a kid?
I had that same stereo, man. I love that stereo. Yeah. I don't know whatever happened to it.
You know what I miss or I wish I had on my record player that I realized the other day is back in the day, the one my dad had the automatic arm retract.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When it hit the middle, it would pick up and
And
mine doesn't do that.
No?
So I'll be sitting there and not realize, like, I'll put a record on it while I'm cooking dinner.
Play the label.
And I'm like, suddenly I realize it's quiet and I'm like, ah, damn it. And it's just been sitting there.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time I was working I had three jobs and this was Sunday morning. I signed the station on in Clarksville, Virginia, and I had to run like Powerline or one of those, Brother John with Powerline, something like that. We played them off of records. And so they're 30 minutes per side. So you do a side, you play some commercials, you play the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole routine was every time I had just got off work and went to work. So I would start Brother John and lay down on the floor with my coat and go to sleep and always wake right up in time to hit the spot, go change the record. This one time I laid down on the floor, went to sleep. And in my dream, I was hearing these guys like raking gravel, like, and it was in my dream for the longest time. I was like, these guys are making so much noise. What the hell are y'all doing over there with that gravel? Then I wake up and realized I've been playing the label on Brother John for, I don't know, man, 15 minutes. And, you know, not one phone call.
That was always the best, too, if you did something like that and messed up, you would immediately look for the phone call, like the main line where someone in charge would call you and say, what are you doing? I always would love when I would mess up in the middle of the night and just wait and see if someone was awake or caught it.
Did you ever get any?
Not when I was real late at night, but when I was at night, yes, I've had it happen a couple times.
You know what I think about often is when we were in D.C., Maddie and I were both there. We didn't know each other at the time, but maybe it's just the volume of listeners, you know, there being millions of people. People were so mean to us on the radio.
Yeah.
God knows.
I picked what are you so doing? Many fights. No, I've been called a lot of names.
Me too.
Yeah, I was basically, I got trashed every second.
Yeah.
Occasionally, hey, buddy, you're pretty cool. And then I'd be like, you suck.
I'd get a lot of, you know, nice stuff, you know, because I was on the top 40 station. I was talking to moms and kids and stuff. And then, you know, I remember a couple of them vividly. Guy calling up saying, hey, man, I'm trying to enjoy my ride home and you're babbling incoherently. Why don't you shut the hell up talking about, you know, can't find what you're looking for. I was like, wow, really?
Yeah, I had a few of those.
Yeah.
When I was the rock station in Myrtle Beach, I had someone call me up, a man, just to tell me that I said my name way too much.
Is that right?
Yeah.
God, there's some jocks who say it every time they open their mouth.
Well, I mean, it's part of what you do, but I was like, we know who you are. Stop saying your name. You say you're Charlie all the time. You stop saying Charlie. Or whatever. Like, he was a jerk.
I feel like some of the TV news people do it too much. Like it says your name at the bottom of the screen.
Well,
and you were just on a few minutes ago, and then you come on and tell me who you are.
Well, it did not say my name at the bottom of the radio. So.
I'll tell you the worst one that ever happened. We had this thing we called the Artist of the Month, and this particular month it was Lenny Kravitz. Mm-hmm. And so when you're the Artist of the Month, we had features where, you know, 1 hour we'd play a live version of a song that you heard. The next hour we play like a deep cut off an album. And I was a big Lenny Kravitz fan. And the first song I ever heard him do was Mr. Cab Driver during the 120 minutes on MTV back in the day.
I love that song.
Love that song.
Yeah.
So I had the CD there and I was so excited, man. I was going to play Mr. Cab Driver on the radio for the first time in Washington, D.C. Set up the song. And here's the first song Lenny Kravitz ever had on MTV. Turn it up, Mr. Cab Driver on the Z. So I'm jamming out, listening to this song, and there's a part at the end of the song where he goes, Mr. Cab Driver, I'm a survivor, and this wasn't edited. And man, you think people aren't listening? When that blasted out of the speakers, the phone never stopped. One after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. Just like hundreds of calls about that.
Yeah, I've experienced that as well. And it was something that I should have caught, but I was moving too fast and I missed it. And it was a call-in contest, and I was up in DC, and everyone there was from Maryland. And so the person said, yeah, go Maryland, F Duke. And I missed it, and it hit the air, and I was like, oh, and I felt the white hot terror.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You feel it in your butt.
But no one called. And then the next day, My boss, you know, hey, did you have someone say F Duke on the air? I was like, what? No, what? Like, if you can't take the time to edit your calls right, then don't do it at all.
Look,
like,
I'm with him, man. If it was a recorded call, there's no excuse.
I know.
No excuse. And
I was very busy.
A, recorded call. 2, dump button. You had 2 chances.
I didn't know.
They not teach you how to use the dump button?
I don't think so.
2 chances. Okay, so y'all familiar with, we got to get out of here in a minute. You familiar with Furman University?
Name sounds familiar.
Yes. Isn't it a historically black college?
Furman HBCU? University, Greenville, South Carolina. They have a cheer that is very famous. Furman University, F you all the time. And it was invented by 2 guys back in the cheerleading days when they would yell it through like the paper megaphone type of things, metal or paper megaphones, and it got super popular. So as a result, they have now come out with the F you all the time bourbon.
Oh, wow.
Everyone loves it.
I bet. The
Furman family offering something unique that you can enjoy and take some pride in. It's sold right now in the South, so this could be your new bourbon. Oh. And then it's going to be nationwide. So, you know, you could serve up a big, tall glass of F you all the time.
I like to think that I do that all the time anyway.
It's true. He does. Hey, listen, we love you to death. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a half hour or so. We hope you'll do it again and subscribe and like it. And listen to us on the radio because we do shorter versions of this mess. It's at 987simon.com and you can click a listen live there anytime. Charlie, you got a final thought?
Yeah, so I'm taking the chicken with the salmonella, and you two can fight over the leprosy armadillo and the chlamydia koala.
Mm.
Oh, wait, is chlamydia or syphilis?
Chlamydia.
I keep getting that wrong. God.
Come on, man.
I don't know why I mix those two
Get
up.
Get your STDs straight.
Yeah. It won't kill you. It just burns. All right, what's your final thought?
I still want to know, how do I have to dress for Earth Day on Friday? Are we seriously picking up trash? Or are we going for a lunch?
We have wardrobe things to consider.
Yeah, like, should I wear shorts?
Wear what you wore last time. A nice mini dress with a shrug.
Oh, my sundress?
With a shrug.
All right. My floppy hat.
Hey, next time.
Bye.
Bye. Get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.